Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
I am. We are back again for this episode where we are continuing on the discussion of emotional intelligence based off of EQI 2.0. And we are on to another composite, Karen.
We are. We are going to talk interpersonal composite.
I love it. So there's three different subscales that go into the interpersonal composite, and they are interpersonal relationships, empathy, and social responsibility. So this is about others.
It's about others.
It's about other people and how we interact with other people. So a couple of episodes ago, we talked about the self-perception composite, which is all about you as an individual. This one is about you in relationship to others. So Karen Sullivan, which one are we going to explore first?
Well, before we explore, Jen, I just want to throw in here also that this is about that really kind of healthy, beneficial engagement. And with these composites, it's like you said, right? It's about being responsible, but it's about being sensitive. It's about being dependable. It's about having good social go-to kind of skills here. So, so we're going to talk about interpersonal first, and this is interpersonal relationships. And this relates to your ability and tendency to give and receive trust and compassion and to establish and maintain mutually satisfying personal relationships.
Yes. This is about, and it can be family, friends, people in the community, interacting with others, team members, etc. So this is, you said some great words here. You said trust and you said compassion. So part of this is also your ability to be vulnerable in situations. And oftentimes people are not vulnerable because they're trying to avoid an uncomfortable emotion if something goes awry, right? So it's vulnerability is there's a risk of what you'll think of me or rejection, etc. So part of interpersonal relationships is being able to be emotionally at risk, but you also get that reward. So also some other things that come into this are about having rapport with other people.
Yeah. And I think one of the big things too here is it's about boundaries too, right? It's about really, you know, it's connecting with other people, being connected to other people. You know, it's about trusting people. It's about being involved with people. It's about that connection piece. And it's about boundaries with those relationships. And I think that sometimes when people tend to have too little or a lower scores on the EQI and the personal interpersonal relationship section, it's you're kind of isolating yourself, and you know it's that lone wolf thing, and you kind of just all by yourself.
Yes.
You gonna start singing?
No.
All by yourself?
Oh no. Okay. That's a hard one. Starts a little too high for me.
Okay, I get that.
All right, so great. So going on, should we do empathy or social responsibility?
We are going to go into empathy. Let's go into empathy. And empathy is your ability and willingness to take notice of and to be sensitive to other people's needs and feelings. Nothing more than
feelings. I love it. So empathy is great. So the key thing here is empathy is about being able to understand why somebody is experiencing what it is that they're experiencing. There's a difference between empathy and sympathy. Sympathy is I feel sorry for you, which then puts things into judgment, versus empathy, which is about I understand this must be difficult for you.
You know, Jen, I heard one time the difference between empathy and sympathy were that, let's say with empathy, let's say you're in quicksand, right? And somebody with empathy is going to be there with you and is literally, they're going to help you, right? They're going to help you with, what the hell are you doing?
I was acting it out.
Oh. Like, what are you doing? So they're going to help you, right? They're going to throw you a lifeline, and they're going to be there for you. Sympathy, on the other hand, is they're going to jump in that quicksand with you, and they're going to give you a hug, right? They're going to be so in it with you that it changes, and it's not really beneficial to either of you at that point.
Yeah, I was acting it out. I was being the person, like, on the shore of the quicksand ledge, reaching down to help to get the person up as opposed to being in the quicksand with them.
Oh, all right. I thought you were, like, giving me some signal that I'm not talking directly into my mic again.
I totally understand. But empathy is something I think is needed, oh boy, a lot right now. Just with everything that's going on in the world, and people have such strong opinions about things that we're sometimes failing to put ourselves in other people's shoes or to understand what their perspective might be. So being able to have empathy is key in terms of building relationships, working with other people in the office, helping people sort of manage the ups and downs of life.
Yeah, and I think, too, this is about awareness. Right? It's about your awareness. It's about being appreciative of other people and what, like you just said, you know, being in their shoes and what they're actually going through.
Love it. Let's do the last one.
And the last one is social responsibility. So this is your ability and tendency to cooperate and contribute to the welfare of a larger social system, to have an act in accordance with a social consciousness, and to show concern for the greater community.
Love it. A lot of different things come into this category. So this could be something if you have a strong call to volunteer or contributing to the more collective, I guess. There's sacrifice that comes in here, caregiving, support, and really cooperation and, making sort of the world a better place to say we're all in this together.
Yeah, it's about care and concern for other people, right? The community, the environment, all those kind of things that pop up there.
Yep. So these three really have to do with other people and your relationships and your community and feeling like you are a part of something just beyond yourself. Anything to add?
That's it. It's bigger than you.
Bigger than you.
Bigger than you.
So I just want to also remind you that we do have our free webinars coming up this Thursday and Friday night, which is October 28th and 29th of 2020. And it's the two-part series of Igniting Change Through Emotional Intelligence. We're going to be breaking down whiteboard workshop style emotional intelligence, the game changer for play to win culture transformation. And then on the second night, we're going to have deconstructing team coaching trends, which are the three key insights for longer term engagements. So please sign up for that. Go to kickstartyouredge.com/light it up and join us this week.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in-crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.